Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Manifest Monday with Mary Brotherton, your host. And I'm waiting for Jillian Harris to join us. Perhaps our conscious cougar has been celebrating in advance of our one-year anniversary. And being that she is on the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast. It's a little early for her. It may not be early for her, but it's earlier for her than it is for me. It is Monday, January 10th, 2022. And since last January 11th, Jillian and I have been getting together on the second Monday of every month to talk about manifesting. And as you know by now, Jillian teaches how to use colors, aromas, stones, crystals, and strategic thought and emotion to work toward manifesting your goals. She has been manifesting amazing things in her life. I've been manifesting phenomenal, wonderful things in my life. And I'll be honest, I've been manifesting days off and people come to stepping up to take over to give me more balance in my life, and that has been happening. I want to give a shout out to Tony Taylor, who has been helping me with the Unscripted show. I'm delighted that he's been able to do that. And everybody else is rocking and rolling right along. And in fact, our pup Duffy has decided that she's going to only do her shows on Sundays because she's got a big class load. She's a college student and a mother. And she has a lot on her plate, so she's cutting back too. There's nothing in the world that says we must be busy 24/7. We might think that, but there's a balance that we have to achieve. And a lot of that balance comes from manifesting, I want something different. And that's what Jillian and I try to teach you how to do. Jillian knows a lot about crystals, gemstones, aromas, and the colors that can help do certain things and help you be a stronger person in all aspects of life. My theory is comes from knowledge. I just have an innate knowing about certain things, and that's how I started manifesting. So while I'm waiting to see if Jillian will join us, she may not be able to today. She may have gotten her calendars crossed. It's still early in the year, and that's fine. If she can join us, I'd love to have her. If not, that's quite all right. I want to go over some of the things that we've been talking about for the last year with manifesting. I've talked quite a bit, yes. Definitely quite a bit about all sorts of things. We've talked about how to manifest, when to manifest, why to manifest even. My answer to that, of course, is why not? And I've given you a lot of ideas that have come from other manifesting people that I've worked with, people that have helped manifest, and I've helped them manifest. And I've even had some people reach out to me. I thought I would be able to do a full show on it, but I haven't had a lot of people reaching out asking for help. However, I did get trying to find this. Here we go. Here's one email that I got, way back last September. Someone had written me and said that she was very pleased to learn about Gus. Because if you listen to the show at all, you know that I call God, universe, spirit, source, Gus, G-U-S-S. It's sometimes easier. Sometimes I might call God other names. I might call the universe other names. But we all know who I'm talking about. It's spirit, universe, and there goes my phone. And that's not an important call. It's a suspected spam. I should probably manifest the end of those suspected spam calls. They're getting a little annoying. So this person, Sweeto, had emailed me and said, I like how Gus exists. I can write down what I'm grateful for, and now I feel it. When I write down what I want and it has not been seen, the feeling is blocked. Do you have any suggestions? And of course, if you know me at all, you know I have suggestions. So I wrote back, Sweeto, thank you for reaching out. I'm in the process of developing an episode that addresses why we don't receive what we want. It should be ready to release in November. There may be several reasons you don't see what you want. The first is very important. You might just be simply impatient. Remember, manifesting may take time because sometimes before you can receive what you want, you might need to create space for it. Have you ever thought, I need a new wardrobe because the one I've got right now doesn't fit, but you don't want to get rid of the skinny clothes or the fat clothes because you might need them one day? That's not going to give you room in your closet for the clothes you want to buy now. So you have to clear out the closet and make space. It's that way with life too. Practicing gratitude, even when you don't feel particularly appreciative, takes practice. Start small. Think of five things you are grateful to have. Sometimes when I'm feeling unwell, I focus on the fact that I'm still living. My back hurts? Well, at least I have a spine. My shoes pinch my feet? I have shoes. And I have toes. And so what? They get pinched. That's more than some people have. I am grateful for every bill I must pay because some people don't have a home, much less the opportunity to pay for electricity or running water. When I don't receive what I want, I like to review my journal and see what I wrote. Did I write it in the present tense as if I already have it? Did I write it using only positive words, or did I use camouflaged negative words like if only, when, not, or but? Did I include my gratitude with my statement? Then I think about what kind of action I should take. Did I simply say I'm grateful for more money in my bank account, or did I make my statement, then set up a yard sale to make it happen? Years ago, I said I wanted to learn to speak Spanish fluently, and I bought more and more and more Spanish-English dictionaries, but I never studied them for long. And you know what? Eventually, Gus removed my desire to learn Spanish. I still know just enough Spanish to get me in trouble, but it's also enough Spanish to get me by. So then after that, Sweeto wrote me back, oh, Mary, how amazing you are. Thank you so much for the details you provided. It makes sense. I'll look forward to the November episode. I have so many sectors that have holes in it. A manifest statement even feels overwhelming. It's like the past two decades have disappeared and I'm starting over. It's great when you know you have time, but then what is time? A statement would be, I want to feel more fulfilled, content, passionate, whole areas in my life instead of feeling like I am completely inept and behind the times. Perhaps that's a mountainous intention. I just want to stop feeling like I have wasted my life and have nothing to look forward to. Maybe this is midlife crisis occurring more than once per past lives. Thank you for your gift. So I responded back, because I believe this wholeheartedly, you haven't wasted a moment of your life. You've been busy learning sessions, lessons, and taking important steps that will lead you to another phase. And I believe Jillian might be joining us a little late, which is fine. I said, here, let me text her real fast. I said, consider this. Thank you, Gus, for my amazing life. I am fulfilled and content in even the smallest things and passionate about my whole life. I am grateful to be competent in all my attempts. And so it is. And that's a great manifest statement right there. Because it's in the present tense, positive. It's matter of fact. It's got gratitude. And it accepts it as it's happening. And here comes my friend Jillian. Hi, Jillian.
Good morning, darling.
Oh, did you party ahead of time without me last night?
Kinda.
Oh. Well, that worked.
I kinda did go to sleep about 4 hours ago.
Oh, wow. I hope it was
this morning.
Oh, I'm delightful. I'm so much better than I was a week ago, actually, or a month ago. Life has been handing me some powerful lessons through pain.
Oh,
and
I think I heard a little about that. Look
yeah,
at me.
Yeah. Some of it's my pain, some of it's my husband's pain, but we're getting through this, and we're both learning some very important lessons.
Are you guys sharing sympathetic pain?
No, they're totally different pains.
Okay.
I wish it was something as minor as that. No, he was actually
right.
in the hospital from Tuesday morning,
mm-hmm.
came home at 4 o'clock from that, and then he came home Friday afternoon. So he's taking it easy. He's babying his body.
Yeah.
And I spent pretty much the month of December couchbound. I moved my little office out to the couch and made myself a little nest out there. And I made sure that I was grounding. I learned so many things by talking to different people. And it was really funny because I didn't want to tell everybody that I was unwell.
Right.
I wanted this to be private because, you know, sometimes people just get too intrusive. So when my friend came over and brought me a walker and said, you need this, it'll help you heal, I decided to post about it, and I got so much love and prayers and spirit blessings, and one woman suggested I buy a grounding mat.
Oh. It's,
I can't say that I feel it working, but I can tell you I'm healing.
Right. It's a very subtle way of working.
Yes. Because at
wow.
this point in time,
so
I can't go out.
Tell me about the grounding mat. Is it big? Is it small? You lay on it. What is it like?
Well, there's options. You can buy all kinds. And what I ended up doing, I bought two. They call them chair mats. So I have one under my feet and one that I sit on.
Okay.
And they're, I think, maybe, I have to look at it, maybe 12 or 14 inches square.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Right.
They're big enough to put my big feet on and my big butt. And it doesn't, I don't think it has to be, I don't think you have to cover the surface. You just have
okay.
to touch it.
Got it.
And this will protect me and heal me until I have the opportunity to go out and physically ground, hug some trees, walk on the grass.
Yeah.
I also learned while researching, because I had thought this was not true. I thought you had to ground on the ground. You know, I thought you had to be on grass or dirt.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That is important. Those are probably stronger ways to ground.
Uh-huh.
But I learned that you can stand on concrete, even in your shoes. Because I'd always heard, well, to ground yourself properly, you must be barefoot on grass. Or you must
yeah.
be barefoot on the sand.
Yeah.
Go to the beach and stand barefoot. But no,
it's not limited like that because, you know,
it's not.
There are folks who are bedridden who can totally, you know, conjure the energy they need to ground themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was basically what I was doing. I spent a long time manifesting and meditating and praying. I mean, I continued working. I just,
yeah.
my feet hurt so bad from psoriasis that I couldn't stand for them to be flat on the floor.
Right.
So yeah, yeah. I started manifesting, and I kept changing the words I was using because I realized I was using some of that camouflaged negative language.
Yeah.
And when
can
I
you say
finally
like what,
got
as
it.
An example, in case there are folks out there doing the same thing by, you know, accident.
An example of negative language?
Yeah, negative that's subtle that you didn't, you know, you really had to focus to realize, OMG, that's not positive.
Well, one of the things that I did was even when I would be soaking my feet or putting on ointments that I needed, I would say, oh, my feet hurt so much.
Right.
And then I would turn it around and I'd say, I am manifesting healthy feet.
Right.
But I realized even that wasn't working because that implied that my feet were not healthy.
Right.
That's where it's so very subtle. You think you're speaking positively and you're not. So what I started doing, even when I wasn't administering to my feet, but especially when I was putting ointment or oils on it, I absolutely caressed my feet like I would my child's or my mother's, and I blessed my feet.
Oh,
and I rejoiced. I have feet. I have toes.
Right.
I have legs. I basically worked up my body, and I just kept saying, thank you, Gus. I have all these amazing body parts. And then I had a moment I had an epiphanal moment. One day I was in the shower, and I had just about completed my shower, and then I was working my way down to my feet.
Right.
And as I got down past my knees, for the first time in my entire life, it dawned on me what people are talking about when they say, take care of your body. It's a temple of God.
Right.
And I'm like, huh, I always thought that was religious.
Right.
But it's not. Because I'll tell you why. I've been rereading your book, Have We Met?
Okay.
About meeting people that you've known in past lives or maybe even in this life, but people that you've met before and you don't, you know, you instantly know them.
Right.
So I've been rereading that and working on myself, and I was in the shower and I got down just about halfway past one knee and I realized what a joyful body, experience I'm living. My body is living this physical experience so that my spiritual self can learn.
Right.
And I've been learning so much and so learning. One of the biggest things I've learned is it is okay to ask for help.
Yes.
Even if you can do it by yourself, it's also okay to accept help.
Oh, and what a relief.
Yes. It's, you know, I'm by nature a caregiver.
Yeah.
And so I'm always taking care of everybody else. But I had to spend a month taking care of me and letting my husband and my friends that were local take care of me.
And was that was an evolutionary part of you, right? Or part of your process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I felt it click on like a light switch.
Yeah.
And
that's hard for a lot of people.
Oh, it is. And it was interesting that I've been, like I said, I've been on the couch with my feet elevated for a month since right after December started. I couldn't move my feet. I couldn't put them down flat on the floor because they throbbed. The blood would just rush down there. And I was using a traditional Chinese medicine doctor for the herbs. And they were helping, but they weren't helping fast. But they were helping. And they're not supposed to be fast. There's no even Western, you know, penicillin doesn't work overnight. It takes a few days. So I just started realizing that it's okay to think about my needs. It's okay to put me first. Just like you cannot... On an airplane, they tell you, take your oxygen first. Put your own mask on before you try to help somebody else.
Right.
I have a friend who, she lives in Florida now, but she was from Dominica, the island. And she used to go every day by boat from one island to another as a teacher.
Right.
And when she and I were, we were emailing each other, and she said, you know, your email reminded me of when I was on the island. I used to get on a boat and go every day. And the first thing they say when, you know, put on your life jacket, but especially in case of an emergency or a capsized boat, make sure your life jacket is secure before you try to help somebody else.
Right.
And that was something that I was neglecting for me.
Yes.
I wasn't taking my oxygen. My life jacket was somewhere else in Chicago, I think. I don't know.
Right.
it hadn't arrived. Amazon hadn't come yet. And I think for a while I was thinking, well, when this happens, this will happen. You know, when A hits B, then C, D, F. Or when I get well, I can so-and-so. When I feel stronger, I can such-and-such.
Right.
But you can't live your life that way. And
right.
I was. So
right.
I
and then the
immediately
other part is
ordered.
I just had to inject this one little thing, is that when you do that, you're the kind of person who wants to be there for other people, but you don't realize that you've weakened your ability by not allowing this other part to be.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And from a Southern perspective, I can't give you no iced tea if my pitcher's empty.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, there are a lot of ways that we can make analogies for this. Your life jacket, your oxygen, your iced tea, whatever. Or it may be, in our case, a margarita. But
right.
Whatever it happens to be, I can't give to you if I don't have.
Right. But look at this situation has brought this to light to you, because I don't think that you were as aware that you were in that deficiency.
I was not.
Yeah.
Because I live in the state of denial most of the time. I
mm-hmm.
tend to, in fact, another prime example, and I'm still working this one out. I had to call an ambulance to come get my husband. He was that sick.
Oh,
and,
no.
I mean, he had some very serious GI issues, I guess. I'm trying to be delicate here.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I saw what looked like coffee grounds where there were no coffee grounds,
right?
I said, we need to call the ambulance. And he, of course,
right.
didn't want to. He had an appointment with the doctor the very next day
right.
to discuss this. He said, well,
right.
I can wait until the doctor comes. I said, sweetheart, I've looked it up. This is a sign of internal bleeding.
Right.
You could be dead in 16 hours.
Right.
So I'm calling the ambulance. Well, shortly after that episode with the coffee ground stuff,
right.
he started having pressure on his chest. It
yeah.
was just, it was as much fatigue as anything else. He hadn't slept well in probably a week and had kept telling me, I'll be okay. There again, as soon as I poop, I'll be fine. You know, we all keep thinking, if I can just do this, everything will be okay. And sometimes
right.
it takes more than just one thing. So I called 911, finally got him to, well, I knew it was time when he didn't say a word to me. He didn't say, go ahead and call. He just started getting on clothes that you wear out in public.
Right.
instead of the clothes he had on in the house.
Yeah.
So when he put his shoes on, I immediately called 911.
Right.
And they came and gave him an IV almost within minutes, and he was severely dehydrated, but
okay.
he's got other issues. So we're going back to his doctor, his PCP this Wednesday.
Right.
So he'll be on the road to recovery, but he fought me long and hard. And I got home from the hospital after he was admitted at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And didn't think twice about anything. I basically went to bed and passed out, tried to.
Right.
Well, 2 hours later, I myself was not healthy. I was reacting very strongly. If you've ever seen The Exorcist,
yeah.
that's about what I looked like. So I was thinking, okay, well, this is just stress.
I'm
this
like,
is nerves.
Neck hurt? I'm sorry. That was terrible. But, I mean, what do you mean?
I threw up. I projectile vomited.
Oh, doggone it.
Yeah. And it was acid. It was all acid.
Oh, I had forgotten that part of the movie. Thank you for... All right, then. I'm so sorry. That's terrible.
It wasn't green, though. It wasn't like pea soup. But I thought, okay, well, this is bad, but it's probably just stress. Because my mother used to throw up when she'd have a migraine, and she said it was just stress.
Right.
And I thought, well, and I've heard that, you know, sometimes people do that when their pain is so severe, their body just kind of rejects it.
Right.
And I was so tired. I went right back to bed. I just, you know, cleaned up my mess and went back to bed. 2 more hours passed, and I was back in the bathroom again. And I said, this is ridiculous. So I got it out of my system, got into the shower. That seems to be my epiphany point. And at that moment, I was not only rejecting what was happening to my husband, I was rejecting what has been happening to my body.
Right.
And I said, I now claim, you know, nothing but the best for both of us. Whatever is in our best interest, so be it. That's what's going to happen. And
right.
We are going to be stronger. We're going to be resilient. You notice I didn't say we're going to be healthier, because at that point I claimed we are perfectly healthy, and we're just going to be strong and resilient and carry forth. And it's a matter of remembering that we do have that temple, that our bodies are carrying around a piece of God. Our souls are connected to God. Just like you and I have a connection that if we weren't who we are, we couldn't explain it.
Right.
And we don't need to explain this connection we have, because we just experience it. So we are connected as we are connected to God, as we are connected to every other living being in the world. But we have different bodies that carry that connection around. And it's up to us as humans to protect and care for those bodies.
Yes.
And I guess I had gotten to the point of, it doesn't matter. And when I had my situation of just rejecting that physically in the rest, you know, in the bathroom, just throwing it out, basically throwing it away and flushing it down the toilet. I'm like, okay, I feel fine. And I did. I felt absolutely fine. I was fortunate that the hospital allowed me to stay in there with him every day, as long as I wanted to stay. So I hung out with him for a couple of hours and took a couple of naps. We both, you know, when he'd nap, I would nap. If he wanted to talk, I would sit up and, you know, visit with him.
Right.
And then that way, when he was released, he didn't have to call me. I was already there. And
right.
I brought him home, and we kind of chilled out for the weekend, which is something we've never, well, I can't say never, but we haven't done in a long, long time.
Right.
And no, I might chill out or he might chill out, but we haven't chilled out together.
Yeah.
In a long time.
Right.
So it was an important lesson, and it believe it or not, it's basically what I've manifested.
Right.
Without even...
Go ahead.
I wasn't even realizing that I had manifested more together time for us.
Right. What I'm hearing in my head to bring up is the observation of our subconscious. And what's happening under there, and how most of us, as we go through our day-to-day, are not really paying attention to that, even though, like, I want to say symptoms of what's up subconsciously are revealed on a regular basis, I think. And then if we don't pay attention to it and act on whatever is happening subconsciously, eventually it does come front and center for us, like I feel like it did for you and your husband.
Yeah. I've always said that God needs a 2x4 to get my attention.
Right. Likewise. Oh, my God.
And I really think this was the way for me to realize that, yes, my nonprofit Be Unique is important. Yes,
yeah.
My writing is important, but it's not everything.
Right.
I cannot let any one thing dominate my life.
And that's
what I had been, and that's what Curtis had been doing. He had been letting, between his job and a home improvement project, it had been dominating his life.
Yeah.
And we were always here for each other, mm-hmm. and we knew that, but in a way, just knowing it wasn't good enough. Because he spent the entire month of December being my feet. He walked. For probably the last 2 weeks of December, I didn't walk except to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
I just stayed on the couch, stayed on my little grounding mat, and I did what I did either on working on something or watching TV.
Right.
Because I didn't feel strong enough to walk.
Right.
And so he got everything I needed. Jillian, talk about something. I need to take a break for a minute.
Okay.
Figure something else to talk about.
Not a problem. Oh, my gosh. Well, I am happy to be here this morning and didn't know what I was coming into. And I just know that we all have this wonderful opportunity to stay awake or get back awake. Because we'll go through life and then something will happen, a scenario will go down. And that's when we get the opportunity, especially when the scenario is uncomfortable, when it's uncomfortable. But one thing that I have learned is that, you know, yeah, the struggle, I've been talking about this in some of my other platforms, the struggle is absolutely real, but the path to get through it has already been created for us. And that's the amazing part, and that's kind of what, you know, we're talking about here today with Mary. It's already been created, and a lot of our subconscious is holding the answer to it. And then the other truth of that is, you know, it's almost like you can only really go one way to get from point A to B. And if we stray, and she's talking about how they were not focusing on the subconscious parts, and then all of a sudden they realize that there's some things that are out of balance, way out of balance, and so then there were health issues and things like that. So we still then, even with these other occurrences happening, find ourselves getting messages and going through experiences as we try to regain the balance, and now we're headed right back to point B. A to B or A to Z, however you want to look at it, your destination, where you were originally going in the first place. And so how much do we want to struggle to get there? And I say, you know, if we have a routine where at least once a day we stop and we go, where am I? How's my constitution? Spiritually, physically, emotionally, psychologically. How do I feel? What's really going on? Then we have a better opportunity to stay on track and to make it to our original goal line in a healthy fashion and to stay in the curriculum, the life curriculum that's been laid out for us. So, going back to what I was saying a second ago, you know, like the struggle is real, but the path is already created. That's something to take comfort in. And I'm really happy to bring that up today because Spirit is not ignoring what's up with us, you know, like collectively. So the path, of course, is always there. And then that path we're being guided to as we speak. And if there's anybody hearing this, is going, oh, my God. The struggle is real, but the path through it has already been created. How do I get there? Know that you're being guided. Like even in this moment, to hear this truth is guidance. So you are being guided to that path. And this is your authentic spirit path. And along your way, when you do that path, amazing, awesome things happen. I have heard advice that, you know, as we travel along our path and we're being guided, and it's our authentic spirit path, which is the place that we are, that's our most real place. That's our place in alignment with, you know, as a unique expression of Gus, as Mary calls it. As we do that, we may bump into some wonderful things. You know, that's when we do our best stuff. Our masterpieces come out. You know, we may get a lot of recognition, some accolades, some standing ovations, you know, for what we've done. But this message is about not getting wrapped up in that, not getting your ego wrapped up in the props that you're getting and the recognition that you're getting for all the amazing things that you're doing. I mean, yes, acknowledge that you're awesome and that you're able to do these things, but the most important thing is to stay connected to what makes your heart beat, you know, on an emotional, psychological, spiritual level, you know. From there, what is it that grounds you? What is your passion truly? So you can stay in touch with that part of yourself. And then you can move forward. I wish I could see if anybody was on the phone who needed to ask a question, but I can't. So I just kind of only can feel you at this moment until Mary is back at the dashboard. But I'm happy to speak on this because it does get spooky sometimes for me personally. I just realized that I've found my son. And I know that sounds crazy because I haven't birthed anyone in this incarnation. But if you read my book, or there are two of them that talk about this, but the last one in particular, Have We Met? How to Identify Your Reincarnated Loved Ones, I do believe I have found an offspring from a different incarnation. And it's quite a massive story, so I'm not sure that I would have time to tell you about it today, but I promise to tell you about it in the future, and it's a growing thing right now, but I bring it up because here there was a huge story around it with his father, and then that had a saga to it that I'm trying to not get into right now. It's a good saga, though, but it ended up in a very surprising way. And ultimately, what I get is the bottom line was me reconnecting with my son. Well, and I'm not sure that he was a son in a previous, but he's a son this time. And what a gift. What a huge, massive gift. And that's all I actually wanted. There was a lot of drama around it. I promise to share this with you on a different Monday. But for now, just know that we bump into these things. Things go down. These scenarios, which are dramatic and sometimes painful, physically, emotionally, psychologically. But when we come out the other end, if we can find the center, if we can get grounded, if we can silence ourselves, if we can focus not on the problem, but instead focus on how to heal, how to resolve, then we will be guided to where that answer is and how to do that. So that is what I have to say for that. I do hope that Mary is okay and that her husband is okay. I'm hoping that this moment that we're experiencing right now is not about that. I know that as she was talking earlier, I felt the urge to go to spirit and just, you know, give such gratitude. And I think, you know, if there are those who are listening right now, are still here in this moment, my guess is that it is because you can relate in some way. And so I don't mind speaking to spirit at this moment just to say thank you for all of us and any of us in this moment right now here on this platform who acknowledge and realize, including Mary, who's not right here at this moment, but she's close by. We are grateful, ultimately, right? Grateful for the opportunity to get centered, to get grounded in what this life opportunity really is supposed to be, to get to the gifts that are being offered to us. And we would love to get there with less suffering, right? If there's a way for us to ground ourselves on a daily basis and keep ourselves healthy on a daily basis and, you know, that way we don't have to be in such pain and can get to through the struggle to the light. So I'm offering that to everyone. It is a Manifestation Monday, and if that's what your Monday is about, if that's where you are in your life right now, wanting to come out of any sort of struggles and discomfort to actually have the bliss and, there's a word that I'm looking for, when we get to the other side of something like Mary is right now and she's having these realizations that she can actually share with people. That's what we want. So, Mary's not back, but I've got a plan. She's going to pop in here any second now, and I'm going to pull a card. This card that I'm going to share right now is from an awesome, oracle deck called the White Light Oracle, and it's by Alana Fairchild, and it is my favorite oracle book ever. It's my favorite set of oracle cards, and so in this, she honors many, many spirit guides, angels, and in this case, Anapostis is not a spirit guide, but instead it's a word that refers to the cessation of work, stopping work. Oh, my glasses, that would be great. Stopping work, rest, so that you can rejuvenate, so that you can regain strength, renew vitality, and heighten creativity, which is, I think, what we're kind of talking about today. So,
yes, we are.
Yeah, I'm telling you about Anapostis. Just about to give you the message from this one. And basically it says, do not give up, but allow your heart to disengage from your struggles. Give yourself much needed rest. You are in a phase of recovery. If you've been off your path, you're going to come back strong. You will regain your spark of passion, inspiration, and devotion. A certain order of events needs to take place for your soul path to come to fruition. Commit yourself to your sacred journey, trusting that the right thing will happen at the right time. And I do believe that that particular message is perfect for today.
Absolutely. And that's a good note to end this on, because while I have to take care of myself, I also have to take care of my ailing husband, who is having a little anxiety right now over his situation. So I'm delightful to have you here, Julia. I'm so glad to have shared this last year with you.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to many more opportunities to help other people learn how to manifest and learn how to take care of themselves.
Yes, you guys are in my prayers today, and everyone out there who can relate to this is also in my prayers today. And,
Awesome! Awesome!
Yes, much Godspeed. And we will talk soon.
Yes, we shall. And don't forget, folks, if you want to learn more about Jillian and her wisdom, because she is vastly wise, check out theconsciouscougar.com.
Mm-hmm.
You'll
yes.
find all kinds of fun stuff there. Jillian,
exactly.
I love you.
Bless
and
you.
I can't imagine any other way to start this week than with you.
Absolutely. I'm glad I got here.
Me too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I hope you'll follow Be Unique on Blog Talk Radio so you can be informed every time a new episode drops. I'm here every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when we talk about manifesting and how you can become a manifest master too. Until next time, this is Mary saying so long.